Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month is just around the corner. I'll give you the answer first to the mystery year. It was 1994. So if you were still guessing about that, that's what we gave you this morning. Right now, we'll do the community desk before we talk again to Hetty Wood, who's with us in the studio.
Cambridge 105 Radio, community desk.
So the latest that's come in when it comes to Community Desk, well, a little short one today. Have your say on a variety of important issues for Great Shelford at a neighbourhood plan meeting in the Memorial Hall on Woodards Lane in the village. It's going to be this evening from 7.30. Attend if you want to have your say on things that are planned around the neighbourhood and the parish of Great Shelford.
Get your story featured on our Community Desk.
Email news at cambridge105.co.uk.
So, we come round to our third and final guest of this particular segment and this particular show with myself, Phil Rowe. Hetty Wood is Rowan's Communication Ambassador, and she is back again, which is great, to tell us more about the charity at Rowan. She joins us in the studio. We also have Jack in the studio as well, one of the students. He's come along as well to see us for the first time already, all smiles as well today. He's got, we'll ask him a little bit about his experience of Rowan as well, what he's doing there and how he's finding his time, which I'm sure is very positive as well. It's nice to have you back on the radio, Hetty, again.
Hello.
Oh, we'll put you in the right microphone. There we are. You can say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Nice and loud and clear. You've just had the Chesterton Festival, which we've been talking to you before. Listeners may have been with you last week when we spoke to you on the show. But since that time, you and we didn't ask you at the time, you were having the Chesterton Festival with a raffle, artwork for sale, which Rowan students took along.
We did indeed. We were there on Saturday. It was a gorgeous day, a lovely community day. And we had face painting, Lucky Dip. We had all of items out that are going to be for sale at our open studios next weekend. And it was a really lovely feel to it. So a big thank you to those that organised it. And we'll definitely be along again next year.
We're going to mention open studios again at the end because I want to promote that, because that is a really good way of coming along to see Rowan and your studios and your facilities, because you had a little bit of a rebuild, we learned last time from you, a refurbishment of your facilities, and you're on Humberston Road here in Cambridge. So you're in Chesterton anyway, sort of as a ward or as an area of the city of Cambridge. To go along to the Chesterton Festival was very relevant to you. You have around about, at any one time, you were saying last week, 30 students will be working with you, and they work in many different disciplines. So we were talking about ceramics, arts, which might be presumably oil. They get very dirty and messy sometimes with oil paint.
Yes, I mean, we have lots of different things going on at Rowan. At the moment, we have around 70 students overall, but we have, on a day-to-day basis, around 30, 25 to 30 students in. And they're all in all of our different studios, from ceramics, woodwork, print, textiles, mixed media, drama, music, and it very much depends on what they're doing that day, but it can get quite messy in the studio sometimes.
like clean up time, okay, it's ready for lunch or something like that. But it's fantastic that you'd be able to work with oils. Sometimes actually, they always say the best work sometimes if you can just splatter oils really heavily to give it a 3D texture on some paint. So you've actually got great big mounds or dollops of oil paint.
Yeah,
that were the best creations, and I'm sure there's some great inspirations there. One thing that I didn't know reading up on Rowan as well, that we can sponsor a student artist under, you have a new student artist bursary scheme.
We do indeed. Our student artist bursary is something that's very new. We are still teething out how we're going to move forward with some of it, but it's something that we are starting to let people know about, let them be aware of it. At Rowan, it costs a certain amount to have students in every day, and this includes the cost of a tutor, the cost of the building, lots of things it includes. And we are starting to look out for people that might be willing to help us to add to our student artist bursary. And this is really important because a lot of our students can't maybe afford to come to Rowan. Maybe there's people out there who can't afford to come to Rowan. And it's a real shame that money has to be an issue. We are a charity. We rely on our own fundraising events, our own funding. And it's really important that we make people aware of this, and we're doing many things at Rowan all the time, but it's important to make sure people are aware that we are a charity and we need support. We need support from Cambridge, we need support from the people to make sure that Rowan keeps going and we can keep doing what we're doing for our student artists.
Do parents and guardians have to pay a little bit towards the attendance of the students?
It's completely different for everybody, depending on their situation. So that depends from student to student, but as I say, it does cost to come to Rowan. Unfortunately, we can't do it for free, and we are a charity, so we're always looking for ways for fundraising, for funding, and our student artist bursary is something new that we're hoping is going to be able to support our students on a one-to-one basis.
It's worth mentioning to the people that do support you, because, well, without their money, you wouldn't be there. So Cambridgeshire County Council, for instance, the University of Cambridge, also companies like, well, the CCF, which is not a company, it's the Cambridge Community Foundation, are very important to you. And even organisations which are companies, John Lewis, they give you some money as well to help keep you going.
Yes, they do. And we're very lucky. We have good relationships out in Cambridge with businesses. We currently are Charity of the Year for Owen Mitchell and Cambridge University Press, both putting on events for us, both supporting us, coming along to Rowan, visiting the students, seeing what we're doing. We're so grateful for those relationships and hopefully moving forward with those and maybe gaining new in the future.
When we caught up with you last week, you just finished your 3 days of walk for Rowan. No, I think it's had... I think you might have gone out for one last day of the 3 days that you were doing walking along the River Cam. And
yes,
the Just Giving page was still open online until Friday.
Yep.
That closed off now.
That has indeed.
Have you had a little look, Hetty, to see how much you made?
We so far have raised £850, which is fantastic, because as said before, Walk for Rowan is a fundraiser that is done just by our student artists. They walk along that towpath. They are the ones that go out and get the sponsor money. They are the ones behind it, and they have done such a fantastic job. We are so pleased with the outcome, and we actually haven't finished counting up yet, so we're hoping to get a bit more in. But they've done such a wonderful job. So proud of all of them.
And you've brought some brilliant students with you over the visits you've been doing with us as Charity of the Month throughout June. I've had the pleasure of meeting Nia, and in the studio with me today is Jack. It's nice to see you as well, Jack. Hello.
Hello.
Now, did you go along on one of the walks with Rowan last week?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You enjoyed it in the sunshine?
Yeah, I did.
With the whole team, which is fantastic. So how long have you been a student at Rowan?
About a year.
And you've enjoyed your time there?
Yeah, I did.
Studies in what studios are you at the moment? So what's your discipline? What do you like doing there?
Well, I work in wood.
Wood?
Make toys, phone holders.
And you have been able to sell your work proudly to people? Or has Rowan done that? Have people got your work in their homes now?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and we'll be selling your mobile phone holders that Jack actually, it was completely his own idea. Put them all together, didn't you, with Phil?
Yeah.
One of our volunteers.
So this is a wooden mobile phone holder, isn't it? Made out of wood?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. What a clever idea, that.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever done that before. You see, if you can find a new place in the market, you see, you can make it your own little niche. You can make one day very rich and famous. So you also do something in some print.
Yeah, we've made a few cards. Pictures to sell.
Is that wood block? Is that how you do it? You carve out some wood blocks and print with that method? How do you make your printing?
No, but we use special inks.
Ah, okay.
And special materials to print on.
So you've been making these mobile holders and you'll be selling them, I think, at the Open Studios coming up soon, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good to be on the store. We'll talk about Open Studios in a minute. And so what do you, then, Jack, like most about Rowan as a charity and where you go every... Well, how many days a week do you go there?
Two days a week.
So a couple of days a week, and you're really enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I am.
What do you like most about?
Doing a lot of woodwork.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're a bit of what they might call a turner, which is one of those... do you use a wood lathe, you know, to turn sort of spindly bits of wood? Do you work with a lathe? Have you used one of those before to let you do that?
You've worked with lots of different tools, haven't you, Jack?
Yeah.
And you make, with Phil again, our volunteer, you do a lot of moving.
Yeah, moving toys.
Moving toys. Oh, yeah. Right. So push-alongs, toys, like toy cars, maybe, toy trains?
Yep, and with levers.
Yeah, and wind up toys.
Oh, clockwork ones?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And again, can you sell those?
Yeah, we sold a few of them.
How do you get to paint them as well? Do you choose some colours and designs?
Yeah, we use special wood dock that stays on the wood.
I'm sure people will be able to look at these because you'll have them on display then, Hetty, at Open Studios.
We
should talk about that now. You're going to be part of the Cambridge Open Studios for 2 days in July. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to come along to your studios in Humberston Road. In that part of Chesterton, and visit all your working studios. You'll have the students will be in as well.
Yes, so we are going to be open the first weekend of Open Studios, which is the 7th and 8th of July. Next Saturday and Sunday, we're open all day, 11 till 6, and people are welcome to come along anytime during that time period. Our studios will be open. People will be working in the studios. We'll have some of our student artists there, hopefully, selling their work. And we'll also have lots of artwork for sale. It does tend to go quite quickly, I have to say. Wow, so Saturday morning is the time, really, to come along.
Grab the best bits.
But we are, as I say, we're open all weekend.
I mean, they're all good bits, by the way, we should say.
Yes, but it's I think, the people... We're quite old hat at old open studios now. And we do have people that know what time to come and see us. So I do recommend... If it's your first time coming to see us, do try and get along Saturday morning. But we are open for the whole weekend, and it's a good chance to pop along, say hi, visit the staff, the volunteers, the student artists. We also will be having some of our commission work out, so you'll be able to see some of that and see, you know, maybe you might be interested in ordering a commission for yourself. You never know.
Yeah, commissions can be taken on the day. So if I had a nice idea for, I don't know, say I've got a blackboard on the kitchen wall, but I'd like someone to make me a nice frame to go around that blackboard.
Exactly. So it's
get Jack to do the job.
Exactly. He's in woodwork. He's always busy. So
That's really good, Jack. It's great to meet you as one of the students at Rowan. And I'm sure you're enjoying your time. More power to you all, actually, in what you do. I've also seen your newsletter where you've got the most magnificent... it looks like an eagle, which is soaring... I don't know whether it's still actually in your facility.
Yes, that
one. Is it still hanging up?
That one was actually made for a student artist's parents. They actually put in a commission. And it was a wedding gift and Christmas present from her... father to her mum, and it was an eagle. It's now actually pride and joy in their garden, looking very wonderful. And it was a beautiful piece that was actually worked on by Alistair. Is one of our woodwork tutors, and he does some spectacular work alongside Russell and Peter in our woodwork rooms, doing lots of different commissions. And it's a shame, really, on the picture you can't really see the detail, but the amount of detail that went into it is spectacular.
The wingspan is literally over a metre, so this is a significant piece of artwork, and it looks absolutely magnificent. It's gone now, but there are many other things to see, so do go along on the 7th and the 8th of July between 11 in the morning and 6 p.m. As I say, some really nice pieces of work, but they might disappear quickly. It's Open Studios at Humberston Road at Rowan. You have a monthly newsletter as well. You can find out more about the charity and what Hetty's been describing to us as well. See more of the students' work. It's Rowan Humberston.co.uk is the email address. It's rowanhumberston.co.uk. Thanks once again for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being with us today. And Jack, thank you. Keep up the carving.
Yeah, we'll
get the chisels out when you get and block. What's it called? One of those block hammers when you get going in this afternoon. I'll roll up my sleeves and come and join you. Actually, thank you very much for being with us today. Thanks.